Major battle with Senate Republicans over a Supreme Court nomination. President Obama also waded deep into the race for president at a news conference late this afternoon, taking on Donald Trump and other Republican candidates, saying being president is a serious job. It's not hosting a reality show. His remarks come just 4 days away from the next major test in the race for president, with Trump maintaining his national lead among Republicans in our new NBC News survey Monkey Poll, and Jeb Bush lagging behind. Some wondering if South Carolina could be his last stand. And for Democrats, the focus remains on winning over African-American voters. We have all sides covered, starting with NBC's Peter Alexander in Columbia, South Carolina. Hello, Peter.
Hey, good evening to you, Lester. Tonight, the president is weighing in on the Republican race to succeed him, dismissing the party frontrunner. Here in South Carolina, Donald Trump is favored to win, and Jeb Bush is desperate for a comeback.
So much for Southern charm, the leading Republicans today in another ferocious round of fighting.
Then Bush, poor Bush.
Even President Obama piled on.
Being president is a serious job. It's not hosting a talk show or a reality show. It's hard.
Donald Trump responded late tonight.
He has done such a lousy job as president.
In any other year, South Carolina should be Jeb Bush's to lose, a state that's embraced his family multiple times before, heavy on moderate Republicans and veterans. But today, with Donald Trump again dominating, Bush is polling a distant fourth, facing new urgency to jumpstart his stalled campaign.
Is South Carolina Jeb Bush's last stand in this race?
No, it isn't. The obituaries have been written about me like once a week. And we're in it for the long haul.
Helping carry that load, George W. Bush.
A man I am proud to call my big little brother, Jeb Bush.
With Trump relentlessly attacking W. over 9/11, Jeb today recalled an iconic moment from just weeks after the attack.
My vision of my brother is sitting on the mound in Yankee Stadium throwing high heat. I can't envision Donald Trump doing that.
If Karl Rove was the strategist steering 43's success, Jeb's team is split between his campaign and the Right to Rise super PAC, spending tens of millions of dollars on Bush's behalf with little return.
If the Right to Rise super PAC has taught us anything, is that you can spend $100 million on TV, and it's not necessarily going to get you to the top.
Finishing sixth in Iowa, fourth in New Hampshire, analysts agree Bush needs to beat his establishment rivals here.